Like Antoine Wilson, Sanford's Sandy Gilmore has dedicated his life to the idea that every child has the potential to succeed in school and in life. Gilmore is the director of Community Mobilization for the Efficacy Institute, a Massachusetts-based nonprofit that rallies communities around struggling schools. Using test scores and a hands-on grassroots approach, the Institute has achieved remarkable success in schools from Detroit to Tacoma. Sandy Gilmore joins us now from the studios of WGBH in Boston. Mr. Gilmore, welcome.
Thank you, Ed, for having me.
You heard Mr. Wilson suggest that there are many schools across the country that simply need order first and foremost. I take it you would agree with that because that is much of what you do.
I think that that the environment kids come to go to school has to feel for them like a place that they're going to succeed, and that the adults in that environment are going to make sure that that happens. So I do agree.
Mr. Wilson has gone in with a hands-on approach and really tried to restore order, though I think he is atypical, unfortunately. When we talk about America, particularly minority America and education, we hear the children are our future and we need to be there for them. Yet I don't believe that America really has been there for its young people. When we look at numbers that you have dealt with, 13% of African-American high school seniors are proficient readers. Only 13%, 49% of white seniors proficient readers. If you look at both of those numbers, one would think in today's day and age that's appalling.
Absolutely. Those are the kinds of numbers that caused our organization to form and to stay dedicated to this work for over 20 years. We're actually doing work at a larger scale than schools. We learned that, in fact, principals like the one at Mount Bello are not that uncommon. There are lots of folks who, when they're successful, they look very much like the principal that you were interviewing. What the challenge is can we get that kind of attitude and response, or behavior, as the principal called it, can we get that to scale? In other words, can we get whole communities working with kids in that way? Whole communities who are informed by this data that you were talking about, and using that as their indicator of success across all the schools in their district. We're really looking to invigorate an attitude that these are our schools for our kids, and we want to make sure every one of those schools is working, and we want that attitude out in the community.
How do we make that happen, Mr. Gilmore? We've been dealing with this problem, quite frankly, for far, far too long. We've been yelling and beating the drum and ringing the bell, and it doesn't always seem as though those that can make that change are listening. As you suggest, it's not the kids that are failing. It's the system that's failing the children.
Yes, the system and our communities, frankly, because these are our kids, and we need to make sure that they're being successful. Not leave them at the schoolhouse door and hope that that's what's going to happen in that building without our participation. So what we're doing is we're organizing the community. We've got some partners who are really adept at pulling people together from various walks of life in the community, and then we help them understand what the implications are of the kinds of test scores we're getting with kids. And then we really rally them around the belief that all kids can become proficient, which is a term that's used on many of the standardized tests around the country. And that term is really the threshold of whether or not a kid is really ready for prime time or ready for the real world when they walk out of high school. So we help them understand what proficiency really is and how that level of performance or achievement for children is essential if we really want to put them in positions to live quality lives in the 21st century.
Before we let you go, and please pick up on your point, but isn't it important to make people understand that it really is about expectation and demand from our community as well?
Absolutely, and that's one of the first steps in the process of rallying people. It turns out everybody really wants to believe that all kids can achieve at the highest level. But there are issues and problems in our society that, like kids getting killed in school cafeterias, that cause us sometimes to doubt whether that's possible. So we go right for that issue, and we make sure people are rallied around the idea that all kids are capable of learning at the highest level. And then we get people organized around a simple use of student achievement data, a simple way to use it to understand whether or not children are achieving and to make decisions in the community and community-based organizations and church groups and at the kitchen table or wherever you work with kids around what we're going to do next when a child is not achieving, and to go back and look at that information over and over again to make sure that the programs and processes we put in place, whether they're in school or in the community, are actually having the effect on kids' learning that we want them to have. Now, that sounds like it should be happening already, I know. But the fact is, in most cases, it's not. There is no relationship right now between what kids are doing in school and what they're doing in community-based organizations often. There's no real partnership, and that's what we forge.
We should note that your group and people like Mr. Wilson are making it happen, and we should not turn our heads down but look up and fight forward. Sanford Sandy Gilmore, director of the Community Mobilization for the Efficacy Institute, we thank you very much for joining us, and we appreciate all your work on the front lines.
Well, my pleasure to be here.